Lord's crown. You're my help and my defender. You're my Savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple, let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you.
Shall be broken. You wear the victory.
overcome. You overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad you're on the winning side? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated.
Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we
King of glory, fill just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you.
This is the environment where anything is possible in this place here today. Hallelujah. If we could stand at this time, we're going to ask the ushers to come to receive this morning's tithes and offering.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Mike, will you pray for their offerings?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The storm, echoes of your kingdom come, rumors of our home, for one day we will stand before you, Lord, our altogether beautiful reward,
and we will give you glory, bring you honor. You deserve our everything. You lift our voices with your praises. Jesus, you are our King. Now we walk in darkness, now we see in part. Now we're warmed by the burning flame, feel the fire in our hearts. You promised you would lead us to your throne, where we will worship you and you alone. And we will give you glory, bring you honor, King above all kings. Everything, we will lift our voices. Jesus, you are our King. We will give you glory, glory. We will give you glory, we will give you glory, we will give you glory, glory. We will give you glory, we will give you glory, we will give you glory, glory. Glory, bring you honor, King above all kings. You deserve our everything. We will lift our voices with your praises. Jesus, you are. Jesus, you are. Jesus, you are.
Thank you, Lord.
Think about this place as this building, but let's think about this place as my body.
Till you come,
my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, fill this place.
And we'll sing in your presence till you come again. And we'll sing hallelujah till you come again. And we'll dance in your presence till you come again. King of glory, fill this place. I just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you.
King.
Why don't you slip up your hand if you needed to be anointed and prayed for? Why don't you make your way down front? We'll anoint and pray for you. King of Glory's here to help, strengthen whatever you have need of. You need to know He's here. My God shall supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. He's able. He's able. Why don't you lift your hands? Why don't you lift your heart in Him right now? King of Glory, fill this place. King of Glory, feel this place.
King of Glory, fill.
Hallelujah. Come and lift our hands one more time. Lift our voices unto the Lord. God, you are so good, God. You are so good, Jesus. We come, we acknowledge how great you are, God. Let's bring a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, when healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I receive it. Healing is here. Healing is here, and I believe it. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you. Healer, I trust in you. Oh, and freedom is here.
Oh, it's here.
Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. And I believe it. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer. Perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it's your will that my life is healed. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you. Sickness can't stay any longer. nothing I'll fear. You are the God of all power,
and it is your will that my life is healed.
Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power,
and it is your will that
I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your touch. How wonderful you are, Jesus. How wonderful you are, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you can, you may be seated, except for those who are kept up with their Bible reading. If you are keeping up with your Bible reading, we want to take time out just to say a quick thank you and give you a little show of appreciation. We have a program called Bible Reading Enriches Any Day. I thought it was pretty wonderful. Brother Wayne Huntley, during his session yesterday, talked about our necessity of reading the Word of God, how that we have to, in essence, get back to some of the basics. And he asked that men would stand and commit to reading the Bible through in the year 2019. And congregation of men, the majority of the men, stood in affirmation and committing to reading the Bible through in the year 2019. These things that we are focusing upon, that we are talking about, prayer, fasting, reading the Word of God, they are absolutely essential. Absolutely essential. Just like you need food to live in your natural body, you need air to breathe, you need fasting, prayer, reading the Word of God for your spiritual body. Why don't we give a hand clap to those who are keeping up with their Bible reading as we acknowledge that. Want to make you aware of a few things, if you will, by way of announcement. Regular session split, in that all the adults and young people will be upstairs, all the young people will be downstairs tonight for our session. We are and have been focusing upon prayer, family prayer, praying together, praying concerning the model and the Word of God after this manner. Ye are to pray. And so we are continuing in that tonight. So that will happen tonight at 6 o'clock. Next Sunday night, there will not be a PM activity here at the church. Realize we are approaching Thanksgiving week. We do have a Tuesday night special Thanksgiving service. At the back on the table, there are some cards that says, "This Thanksgiving I am thankful for." And then there's a lot of blank lines. And so we want you to take those cards, pray about it, and then write down some things that you are thankful for. And you can either sign it, put your name on it, or you can submit it anonymously. And we are going to put those up on the screen during our special Thanksgiving service, wherein we will also be partaking of communion. And it is a special time around here, a time that we look forward to, and having a special service to say thanks unto God for His many blessings, and most importantly, for what He did for us on Calvary in purchasing our salvation. And so we want you to take those cards. Once you have them filled out, just bring them back and place them in that clear box. There's a slot at the top, and you can fold it, put it in that box, and that way we can get those together and put them together for the presentation. Other events, other things happening on the calendar, a Breeze calendar. Not only is it there, but hopefully scrolling in between services, before services, letting you know
what is happening when. Obviously, November and December, as we wrap up the year, there's a lot going on. And so we need to make you aware of those things so that you can be a part of them. And we are endeavoring to do that. One final thing I want to do before we get into the Word of the Lord. As many of you know, today is a special day. It is Veterans Day, a day where we honor our veterans. In just a moment, I'm going to have those that have served in our armed forces or are presently serving. I want you to stand, and we're going to acknowledge that. But I want to read to you just something I read in reference to today. And it says, how do you measure a soldier's sacrifice? How do you measure a soldier's sacrifice? Is it by the number of friends and family left behind? Is it by the months or years given in service? How do you measure a soldier's courage? Is it by the number of objectives completed or by the number of bullets dodged or missions served? How do you measure a soldier's honor? Is it by the duty he or she volunteers for or by the number of medals earned? The simple truth is that these things are immeasurable, as is this country's debt to all who serve and pay the price for freedom in this land. If you are a veteran of our armed forces, I want you to stand this morning. I know we have a few in the audience. Brother Kellum, Sister Jane, why don't you stand? You're a veteran, Brother Kellum. Why don't you stand? If there's somebody that I did miss, I apologize. But why don't we acknowledge them this morning? Why don't we give them a show of appreciation? I think that's right, to stand in honor of their service to our country. God bless you this morning. You can remain standing in a world that is becoming increasingly hostile and unappreciative of those who are willing to lay down their life for us. I think it is incumbent upon the church that we rise up and say we are thankful for those who would be willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice. Greater love hath no man than he would lay down his life for a friend. And for those who are willing to go into the service and, if necessary, pay the ultimate price for that, we say thank you and we honor you this morning. If you have your Bibles, it would be so kind to turn in them with me. I do want to say this for those men that had opportunity to go to the men's conference on Friday night and Saturday. I was privileged to go to both Friday night and Saturday, some others as well. If you're here tonight, we'll give you opportunity during the session tonight to maybe testify or tell what you were able to get from that conference. And so just giving you a little heads up, little warning, we want to extend that opportunity to you during tonight's session. And so be thinking about that, praying about what you would be able to say. Not mandatory, but certainly we would love to hear from the men that were there and what they feel was received during that conference. Matthew chapter number 25. Draw your attention to verse number 24. We'll read a couple verses there, and then in a moment we'll backtrack to get some of the backdrop of the story. Matthew chapter number 25, begin reading in verse number 24. Then he which had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Everybody say, in the earth. And lo, here, there thou hast that as thine. You gave me, I went, I took, I hid it in the earth, and here, you can have it back. Here's what you gave me. Gave it back to you. And this is the Lord's response. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Thought maybe you were doing a good thing by taking what I had given unto you and go and hiding it in the earth, that you were able to just give me back what I had given you. But the way I see it, you are wicked and you are slothful. You could have at least taken what I had given you and let somebody else use it. But you took it and you put it in the earth. The help of the Lord, I want to preach you upon this subject. Don't hide it in the earth. Do not hide it in the earth. Can we pray, Lord Jesus, we love you. God, I'm thankful for your word which challenges us, God, which stirs us up, God, which reminds us, Lord, that you have given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, Lord. You have placed within us the earnest of our inheritance, God. You have given unto each and every one of us talents and abilities, things that come from you as our Lord, God. And we as servants must, God, we must understand the responsibility that rests upon each and every one of us. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required, Lord, we thank you that we have this understanding. Lord, let us use it, God, for your glory, God, for the furtherance of your kingdom. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, for all that you are and all that you do. In Jesus' precious name, and everybody said amen. If you clap your hands and lift your voice, you may be seated. Jesus. Don't hide it in the earth. The backdrop of the story, if you were to begin reading at verse number 14, just a few verses prior from where we read in our text, you would find that it starts this way in verse number 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as. When you see that phrase in the Bible or a similar phrase, it lets you understand there is a parable coming. There is a teaching. There is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning or a heavenly principle or precept that the Lord is trying to express. And so he begins the story. Many times you'll find the heading in the Bible. It says the parable of the talents, talking about the talents. And it begins, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, verse 14, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability. In other words, the master knew what could be done by giving unto these servants certain amounts. He knew them. He knew their ability. The Bible says according to their several ability. So he knew that individual to whom he gave 5 talents could do something with those 5 talents, and that individual, that servant to whom he gave 2 talents, could do something with those 2 talents, and even the individual or the servant to which he gave 1 talent could do something with that 1 talent according to his several ability, the Bible says. After he delivers these goods, the Bible says, and straightway he took his journey. Then he that hath received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made another 5 talents. He doubled. And likewise, he that received 2, he also gained another 2. He doubled. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth. The Bible says, and hid his Lord's money. All these servants were given of their master talents according to their several abilities. One was given 5, the other 2, and the last was given 1. But what I would like to draw our attention to is what the servant who was given 1 talent did with that talent. What he did with what the master had given unto him according to his several ability. What this servant did in response to that the master had placed in his care and in his stewardship. For twice in this passage, the Bible is specific in pointing out where the servant hid the money. The Bible makes it clear. It doesn't just say that he hid the money. The Bible doesn't say he just put the money away. The Bible specifically says that this man hid the money in the earth. He digged and he hid it in the earth. That the Lord or his Lord had given unto him, he takes and he digs in the earth and he hides it. That is what jumped out at me. That is what I saw and I began to understand. And though I've read this parable many times and though I've heard it preached upon, something began to resonate in my spirit and I began to think about it. The Bible specifically says that this servant took and he hid it in the earth. So then I began to remember. I look back to Genesis chapter number 2, verse 7, and the Bible says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." I begin to understand a little bit more. The earth symbolizes humanity. The earth symbolizes the flesh or one's own ability. All flesh, Job 34:15 says, shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. Psalms 103:14 says this, "For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust." Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, "Then shall dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." I don't know all the times that I have used that verse of scripture at a graveside where I'm talking in reference to the departed. I am talking to the reference to the one that we are about to lay into the grave. And I say, then the body's going to return to the dust and the spirit to the God who gave it. Please understand, I realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I am not making light of the awesome reality of physical existence. I do understand. I am astounded. The more I study, the more I see, the more science reveals and explains, our humanity is absolutely special. The fact that we all have unique DNA, that we all are distinct and separate, that each of us can be identified by our own fingerprint, by a retinal scan, by facial recognition, that stuff blows my mind. Our human existence is not something that is demeaning. It is amazing. God has given us talents and abilities. There are videos sometimes that you can see on social media, and the title is "People Are Awesome." It shows all these different feats that people are able to do, this athletic ability or things, astounding feats that people are able to do, hand-eye coordination, raw talent, balance, ingenuity, all these different things that people are able to do as a result of their mere physical existence, by their ability that has been granted unto them, understand this, by God. Because, think about it this way, and please understand, I'm not trying to be demeaning or insulting, but if it weren't for God and His work in my life and His allowing that my neurons would fire correctly and all the synapses would be in sync in certain areas, had it not been for that, and I realize they ain't all where they should be. But I'm not a drooling idiot. I don't say that condescendingly. What I'm saying is that my ability to stand before people and even express myself, my ability to do what I do, I understand is granted unto me by God. Those things God has given unto me, those abilities that God has placed in my life, they are talents, they are abilities that He has given unto me according to my several abilities. My Master, my Lord has granted me these things. And great is humanity. Great is the physical being. Great is the individual in all their abilities and all their talents. But I need to be reminded that all that pales in comparison to spirituality. Oh, maybe I need to stay on this for a little bit. Let me prove that to you. I don't care what kind of physical specimen you are today. If two people who may be on opposite ends of the spectrum, one who is in the epitome of health and has the physique and the physical image and the ability and the talent and can sing like a songbird and is intelligent and has all these abilities. And then you have on the opposite end of the spectrum someone who is not in any way, shape, or form a physical specimen that any of us would want to be and doesn't have the intelligence. But if you take those two individuals and they die today, in a few years, go back and dig them up. And unless you are an expert in forensics, you won't be able to tell the difference. There may be a little different shape and size of the skeleton or the bones that remain, but in reality, from dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. This humanity, this body that I live in, I realize it is a temple of the Holy Ghost. I realize it is something that should be maintained, and we should recognize it as that. And we should understand that it is a temple, and we should treat it as the temple. But I also understand that this body, the Bible refers to it as a tent. And one of these days, it's going to fold up. And one of these days, I shall be no more in a physical sense, but I will live forever in a spiritual sense. So if life is but a vapor, according to the Word of God, and my physical existence is but a moment, my spiritual existence so far outweighs my humanity pales in comparison to my spirituality. The Apostle Paul, in writing the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians 4:7, says it this way: but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The treasure is not the vessel. The treasure is in the vessel. This vessel is just that. It's just a vessel. But the treasure, that lives on, that is of God, that is special, that is to be treasured. The treasure is what's inside the earthen vessel. Body does matter. It is a temple of the Holy Ghost, but the body is not the treasure. The body's going back to the earth from which it came. I don't mean to be rude, but we will all make good fertilizer when we die. We're not that special in a physical sense in comparison one to another. Certainly God has given us talents and abilities according to our several ability, but we'll all be the same in a few years once this life departs, if you will, because the body's not all that special. It's just an earthen vessel. What's special is what's inside. What's special is the treasure that is inside of us. But now, as living, breathing servants, the Master has given unto us talents and abilities. Every one of those abilities, every attribute, everything that I have in the sense of who I am and what I'm able to do is only granted unto me by God. Because at any moment, He can withdraw the breath from my body and I am no more. The Bible says it's only because of His mercies we are not consumed. Only because of His grace and His mercy that He bestows upon me, that I am able to continue to live and move and breathe. For in Him do we live and do we move and do we have our being. It's only that God grants me the next breath that I'm taking that I'm able to stand before You and have any of those faculties at work. Because in just a moment, just in a moment, something could happen in my physical. I could have a stroke and everything change and not be able to talk and not be able to move and not be able to function as I once did. Please understand, I'm not being demeaning. I'm not being insulting to those who have experienced these things. I'm simply trying to make us understand this body is an earthen vessel, but the treasure is what's inside.
Think about this. Even in regards to gifts of the Spirit, the Bible lets us know that God gives as He will. Read it in 1 Corinthians 12 and 11. But all these workers, that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will. It's God's direction. It's God's determination who gets what and how much they get. There's given unto every man a measure of faith. My measure may be different than your measure, but God has given it unto me. God has granted me that. It's because of God. Here's the thing. God gives the ability. He provides the power. He gives unto His servants talents and as He will. But the big question is, what do we do with it? Here's where the proverbial rubber meets the road. God's given me these things. God's granted me these abilities. The question is, how do I handle? What do I do with what God has given unto me? How am I good and faithful? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. How am I like the ones that He gave 5 and 2 who went and they traded and made the same? How do I do that? How do I take these things that God has given unto me and make sure that they are multiplied and make sure that when He comes upon His return, He finds me doing and using what He has given unto me? Tell you how I make sure that they become multiplied. I tell you how I make sure they live on even after I am gone. I tell you how that happens. It happens by not hiding it in the earth. We cannot take the talents and the abilities that the Master has given unto us and just bury them in ourselves. Oh. He went and He hid them in the earth. So many people that God has given so much to, and He's granted them so many blessings and bestowed upon them talent and ability, and the only thing they use it for is to fulfill their own aspirations and their own dreams. And what they don't understand is that all they're doing is being a wicked and thoughtful servant, and they're just burying it in the earth. They're just putting it inside themselves. It's just all about what it can do for them. And there's so much else that God wants and expects from us in regards to others, in regards to going and using those things that God has given unto us. Don't hide them in the earth. Don't use those things that God has given unto you just for your own betterment, just to fulfill your own aspirations, just to chase your own dreams. If I do that, if I'm using those things that God has granted unto me and God has placed in my life and it's just about me, I need to understand I am just hiding them in the earth. I'm just putting them into a body that will go back one day to its former state. Just putting them back into this earthen vessel that will soon fade away. The Bible tells me that the earth shall pass away. It will pass away. There are so many people who are just digging deep into their own life for their own benefit, taking those things, those talents, and those abilities that are granted and given unto them by God, and they're just putting them back into their self, into their own desires, into their own wants. And what they don't understand is that they are just burying them in the earth. Jesus, the Bible lets us know, says, begins, "For the kingdom of heaven is as." In other words, guys, this is a parable. This is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. I'm telling you about a servant who comes, and or a master rather, who comes to his servants. He gives unto them according to their several ability. The one with 5 returns unto him 10, and the one with 2 returns unto him 4, and the one with 1 just returns unto him 1. Gave back what was given unto me. I hope that when it's all said and done,
one, someone, if the Lord tarries, stands beside my graveside. And I hope when he reads the words of Ecclesiastes 12 and 7, if he does, and talks about the dust shall return to the earth, and the spirit unto the God who gave it. I hope I just don't return unto God just what he gave me. I hope that I didn't spend my life burying it in the earth. I hope that I didn't take what he had given unto me and just bury it in myself. What are you saying, Pastor? Go invest in the lives of other people. Go. The master said, listen, all you had to do was just take what I had given you and even let somebody else use it. But you went and you hid it in the earth. Oh, thou wicked and slothful servant. Brother Huntley, yesterday in his ministry, said something that resonated with me is before he got up to preach, Brother Anthony Cox spoke and did a fabulous job, a wonderful message, talking about the blessing and anointing of submission. It was amazing. It was a great, great word. Then Brother Huntley got up. He said this, and I'm not saying exactly, but I'm just paraphrasing. He talked about, and I know this man and his family had a great connection to Brother and Sister Davis, but he talked about Brother Terry Cox. He said, oh, what a legacy that man has left for his three sons. Anthony, Jason, and Jeremy are all preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thought to myself, well, Brother Terry Cox has gone on. He's been promoted. He's gone on to his reward. He still lives on in the lives of his three boys. And I had an opportunity to hear some of the voice. Though I never heard Brother Terry Cox myself, I heard some of his voice on Saturday morning when his son got up in the pulpit and began to speak. What are you saying? I'm saying that Brother Terry Cox didn't just return unto God what God had given him, but when they buried his body, there were boys standing there that he had invested his life into, and they live on. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. It's a sincere and honest question. I've stated it before, but the unfortunate thing happened and I were to die today, what would outlive me? What will I have invested in the lives of other people? What talents would I have shared? What talents would I have let other people use? So that they could be multiplied for God and His kingdom. So that when the Master came back, He would say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. When it came to my reckoning for what I had done in the dash between that day of birth and that day of death, what would I be able to show outlive me? It's an honest question. So I rise on this Sunday morning to tell you, encourage you, those things that God has given unto you, don't hide them in the earth. Let those things, if the Master has come and given according to your several ability, let those things die when I die. They bury my body. Well, things about me live on. Call it a legacy. Me, the saddest thing about this story is what happens is the result. Bible says the master takes from that servant the one talent. gives it to another. He didn't use it. He didn't take what I had given unto you, the talent, that ability. And all you did was bury it back in yourself. All you did was hid it in the earth. It didn't benefit other people. You didn't use it to further the kingdom. You didn't use it to be profitable under the kingdom. You just simply used it for yourself. You just hid it in the earth. Lord, help me. Those things that you have given unto me, and I am abundantly blessed. I stand before these people acknowledging, God, those qualities, those characteristics, God, in my life, I understand come from you. Lord, I want to do my best not to hide them in the earth, not to just use them for my own. Lord, I want to use them for your glory, God. I want to use them so that your kingdom is furthered, God. I want to take those things that you have given unto me according to my several ability, God, and I want to use it. And it's multiplied. These altars are open. Why don't you take some time, whether it's here around the altar, whether it's there in the pew. Why don't you say, Lord, help me. I don't want to bury it in the earth. I don't want to just invest those things that you've given unto me into the flesh, into my own aspirations, into my own dreams. Lord, I don't want to do that. I'm just burying them in the earth.
So you can use me and give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. So you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands.
Some of you, God's given writing ability. Some of you, God's given hospitality ability. Some of you, God has given the ability to sell. Some of you, God has given the ability to love like no other. Don't use those things for your own benefit only. Don't just bury them in the earth. Use them for God's glory.
I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away.
Lord, reveal unto me. Help me to see those things that you have placed in my possession. Those things, God, of you have given unto me, Lord, to be a good steward of.
Take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your. I give myself.
These talents, these abilities, Lord, they belong to you. You've given them unto me, God, to be used for your kingdom.
To you I belong.
You've given these things unto me, God, that you would get glory out of them. Help me not to hide them in the earth.
My life is not my own.
I don't want to just use them for my own benefit. I want to use them for your glory.
I give myself to you. I give myself away.
Thank you, Jesus.
I
give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself
there I am, Jesus. Hear those things that you have given unto me.
My life is not my own.
Talents, abilities, God.
To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away so you can use me.
Matthew 25:30 explains the judgment that is passed upon the individual, the servant who simply hides God has given them in the earth. Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know me, I don't try to bring people to God out of fear. I truly think one of the great judgments of being eternally lost, just being reminded again and again of all the opportunities I had to take what God had given unto me and use it for His glory. Lord, help me not to take it, hide it in the earth. Help me use it for Your glory, for Your honor. Find ways in my prayer time, in my study, my devotion, God, to use those talents, those unique gifts that You have bestowed upon me. Help me. That I don't just hide it in the earth. That I use it. That I go invest in others, that I take those talents and abilities that You have granted and given unto me, that I make sure I'm using them for Your kingdom and for Your glory. One more time, can we lift our hands towards heaven? Your word says, unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. But Your word also says that if we are just faithful over a few things, You will make us ruler over many. Help me to find ways to be faithful over a few things, Lord, that You would multiply my talents and abilities, that they would be used for Your glory. You want to know how You become more and more profitable. You keep using more and more of what God has given unto You to further His kingdom, and You become more and more profitable. I want to be a profitable servant. When my master comes and the reckoning happens, I want him to look at me and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Don't hide it in the earth. Father, we love You. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for once again reminding us the opportunity that we have to make a difference in the lives we are connected to. Reminding us that You have granted, You have given unto us talents and abilities, God.
things that come from you as the source of all things, Lord. And let us use those things for the furtherance of your kingdom and not hide them in the earth. I love you. We praise you. We thank you. Ask you to go with us from this place. In your precious name we pray. And everybody said amen. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. You may go in Jesus' name.